Money FM 89.3, the best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, you're listening to The Breakfast Huddle. Time now for Why It Matters. And to discuss what successful digital transformation looks like, removing complexity while doing so. Well, organizations find it a challenge to match the pace of digital transformation today. And those not responding to the needs of digitalization lose their edge in this burgeoning landscape. Well, digital debt is the business killer that is spreading across organizations that fail to leverage digital transformation. Yet those who overdo it fall into technical debt. Oftentimes, businesses step into the pitfalls of technological overhaul and overlook the simple game-changing strategies to completely redesign the future of work. For instance, Singapore is one of the most technologically advanced countries in the world, yet only 0.1% of bills of lading are issued electronically today. So how can we measure a successful digital transformation for a business, and how can they avoid overdoing their digital transformation? Well, we have on the line Chris Hoff, Chief Strategy Growth Officer, Kofax. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So Kofax is an Irvine, California-based intelligent automation software provider. Tell us more about Kofax and better understand the business model of the company.
Sure. Kofax is a B2B, so business-to-business enterprise intelligent automation software company. So basically, we help big businesses digitally transform their business operations with automation and artificial intelligence software.
Yeah, very interesting. Thank you for that introduction. How does your automation software help businesses of all kinds of sizes?
Yeah, I think that's a critical question there, because you do have everything from small to large companies. And I think what we're seeing is that Gartner has stated that 95% of workloads will be accomplished on cloud-native technologies by 2025, right around the corner. And what cloud has done is it's removed the technology adoption. I would call it the inequality gap. We always talk about the income inequality gap, but there has also been a technology inequality gap. Remember, 20 years ago, only large companies could adopt enterprise-grade intelligent automation solutions because of the cost, both in licensed software and deploying it on-premise, because it took time and money. Cloud was a game changer. It really democratized the enterprise-grade software by lowering the cost through subscription pricing, where you pay monthly or annually instead of buying it outright, just like you would lease an automobile. And the implementation is nearly frictionless, so the cost is a fraction of what it was. With that said, if an organization is just starting out, I would say, you know, start small, think big, move fast. This means that digital transformation should be a mechanism by which the company realizes its vision so that it's leading in the categories that matter to them, regardless of their size.
Yeah, Chris, you mentioned how the role of technology has evolved over the years in the business aspect. But from your observation, what potential technologies can help reshape businesses for tomorrow, especially without the IT complexity?
Yeah, I think you're starting to see analyst groups identify that it's no longer a point solution. That was, again, sort of the approach of yesterday. Today and tomorrow is more around strategic, what they call hyper-intelligent automation platforms, which essentially means a number of automation technologies such as business process management, so workflow automation, robotic process automation, optical character recognition. But what the analysts are saying is essentially that we should be viewing a bunch of different point solutions and trying to glue them together in order to digitize these very complex transactions that businesses have grown into. Instead, bringing in a strategic partner that has an intelligent automation platform seems to be the way of the future. And that's what we're seeing throughout the Kofax customer base globally, is that those that are moving the fastest are bringing in the platforms that allow both the technical developers to be able to get in there and really customize, but also the business analysts who are not technical in nature, but still have an appetite and the intellect to be able to design and develop automation solutions for their business problems. So technologies that can cater to both of those cohorts are the ones that are winning out.
Yeah, of course, tech is the way forward. But do you think there are still some businesses out there that are, you know, reluctant to embrace tech? And what are some of the disadvantages that they might face?
Yeah, the world is moving so fast. I think you nailed it on the head. The world is moving so fast where you really do not have the time that you did 15, 20 years ago to get to know, to do a small proof of concept, to then start to implement an on-premise build. Instead, that's again is why I think cloud, why low code, why automation has really sort of come to the forefront. And there's quantitative data that points to during times of downturn, and I know, you know, most are concerned right now as the U.S. is in a technical recession, consecutive negative quarters of GDP, and what Western Europe is likely to go through as we go into the winter. And as you look at what we're facing, these are the times when executives at these large companies and small companies really need to make a decision. Are they committed to investments in automation? Are they not? And there's a great paper from the National Bureau of Economic Research, NBER, that points to job polarization and jobless recoveries. So how is automation adopted during periods of downturns? And what you find is about 6 months into the downturn, there's this fog of war where people are a little paralyzed based on the uncertainty. But very quickly in that downturn, at about the six-month mark, executives finally see light at the end of the tunnel and they make massive investments in automation to win in the turn as we start to sort of see the end of any, you know, economic downturn or recession. And so I think you're going to see over the next 12 months another leg up in the adoption of automation.
Yeah, if you don't embrace tech and get with the times, then you will be left behind. Now let's turn our attention to how you rate a successful tech transformation. Can you give us some examples of how Kofax has helped its clients to do this successfully?
Yeah, I think you have to start by acknowledging that digital transformation is the opportunity of our lifetime. IDC estimates almost $10 trillion of U.S. dollars of direct investment in digital transformation over the next 3 years. Some companies fully embracing digital transformation while others are watching it pass them by. And as the great value investor Benjamin Graham, who most on your show probably recognize, who also mentored the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett, said, in the short run, the market is a voting machine, but in the long run, the market is a weighing machine. This is the essence of how we see Kofax customers thinking of digital transformation. So boards, CEOs, and business leaders of the most successful companies should not be seeking short-term overhyped technologies to drive their digital transformation. Rather, we're seeing the successful ones really seeking well-established strategic partners that have that credibility to innovate and partner for long-term future success. Creating that trusted relationship focused on the right set of strategic objectives has to be the first step. And if it isn't, execution and all the technologies in the world, they don't matter.
Yeah, they certainly don't matter, as rightly said by Steve. But what sort of advice do you have for businesses out there, you know, when creating a digital strategy, roadmap, and finding long-term opportunities in a volatile economic landscape? How do you avoid overdoing it?
I wish there was one simple answer. I'll give you maybe, you know, a 1, 2, 3 real quick. So we're fortunate at Kofax to deliver automation and AI software across many industries. And what I'm seeing as I meet with the Kofax customers and CEOs is that the most successful companies are employing a strategy that, one, assigns executive sponsorship. Ensure that a senior executive is accountable for driving digital transformation. That supports the company's strategic outcomes. And that you're not simply buying technology for technology's sake. That's the first piece. The second one is to converge strategy and execution. They can no longer be divided. Your top executives need to be able to design strategy and drive execution. Companies no longer have the luxury of the time that they once had. The last is to design strong governance, to really focus on the priorities and the underlying cross-domain functional teams that are responsible for executing the approved projects and driving that alignment across your business, where the results are delivered through, I would say, ethical and compliant operations that are worthy of being reported to the board. I think that's very important today with ESG initiatives, you know, top of mind of many boards. But both your process and your technology should have governance built in to improve the probability of successful outcomes.
Yeah, before we let you go, we have to get your thoughts on the UK-Singapore Digital Economy Agreement. What do you make of this?
Yeah, I think that, you know, one area around digital transformation that is driving the globalization, you do start to see some of the retrenchment. So some of the work sort of being brought back due to, you know, data security concerns, things like that. GDPR is big in Europe, as you know. And so I think you do start to see that we need more of these agreements where we have sort of this collective trust. I think a lot of the digital transactions moving forward is going to be built on digital trust. And that gets to sort of the governance that we just talked about. Governance in these relationships are going to be extremely important. And then the technology just becomes an enabler. So again, I think it's extremely critical that as we develop these relationships, cross-border relationships, that we create these frictionless sort of workflows that allow us to work cross-border. But in doing so, we need to have very, very strong guardrails set up through governance in both how we operate and in the technologies that we use.
And Chris, just tell us a little bit about the future for Kofax.
So the future is very bright. I would say, again, with that $10 trillion of spend over the next 3 years, that's a tremendous tailwind to the business. What we see in our customers is the ability to really help them establish their digital footprint, whether that's in the back office or the front office. But we're seeing a convergence of many of our customers where they're bringing together their organization. And to win in the future, they need technology that can help them sort of bridge the back office to front office and really provide that elevated level of customer experience, whether it's goods or services, to their customers. And so that's a tailwind that we don't see dissipating anytime soon and are very, very proud to sort of participate in.
Well, thank you so much for that. We've been chatting with Chris Huff, Chief Strategy Growth Officer at Kofax. Have a great rest of the week.
I appreciate it. You as well.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.